Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
5 o'clock, great to have you with us. I want to talk about our baseball team a little bit. Also, Kenny, David, Rico, I'm still willing to take bets. I offered you the Tigers over runs in this series, 17.5. They got 5 last night.
Right.
So it's 12.5 effectively now. Because the Orioles pitching is booty.
Still going to go under.
Hater. All right. They're going to drop 10 spot tonight. I feel it. But I want to bring up, I thought Jim did a nice job with Scott Harris this morning. And there were two pieces of audio I want to play. And I don't think this is right or wrong. So if you're looking to argue, you're taking the wrong approach. It's simply about what you think these comments mean. As it would pertain to the deadline, as it would pertain to the roster and the style of ball they want to play. This is not about like a holy war and an argument. I don't have this name on June 11th that I'm going to scream and yell about. I'm not. They're 20 games over 500. They win playing their way. My ask of them at the deadline has everything to do with October, not June or July or August. I don't believe you're winning a World Series playing the way they're playing. Because when the Vierlings and the McKinstrys and the Baezes and the Jones and whomever, when your season's on the line and it's playoff ball, yeah, that's how Vierling ends up 3-for-34. Like, I just would love to see another big bat. However, no one's going to care who's right or wrong if they win it. I don't care. I have zero care about being right. I want a parade. Win the World Series. That's the goal.
Right.
Now, Scott Harris made a couple of comments. And I'm going to lower my expectation for something at the deadline, but I'm going to maintain it for another. I want you to listen to this, and I want you guys in listener land as well. Tell me what you take out of this. And for here's the one last thing. Oh, well, this is all speculation. What the hell do you think you're going to get when a GM or a team president is on the air? You think they're just going to come out and be like, well, actually, Cookies, here's my list of right-handed bats. Not how it works. It doesn't benefit the organization to give you something. That's why we don't do this interview. Because it's just, what are you getting? Nothing.
Yeah, it's rare you get the Rashid guarantee of
right,
victory.
But Scott Harris has a job to do, and that job is not to be interesting to Jim Costa or me or you. The job is to win the World Series. So take a listen, David. Play the first cut, which has to do with how he describes how he wants the team to play. This is, to me, the biggest window into why I don't think they're going to give some of the fans what they want. Go ahead, David. So does that... Now, here's what I took from it. It doesn't make it right. The fact that they want the optimization of the roster, the options, all I'm willing to just lower my expectation that, oh, they might get a right-handed bat, but it isn't going to be what people think it's going to be. See, the place that I'm not going to lower my expectation, and if you're a true World Series contender, which they Tiger fans should feel like that's what they have, it's the bullpen. You go out, well, we already have three good bullpen arms, then have four. Mm-hmm. Bullpen arms, high leverage relievers, Rico, are like pass rushers. You can't have too many.
Correct.
I want to give A.J. Hinch another weapon in the pen. That one would be the one. But the right-handed bat, that comment, and the in the interview in totality, which you guys can go listen to the whole thing if you like, I walked away going, oh boy, maybe we're just going to get a Veerling clone. But what do you take from that?
I took it a different way. I took it because he started talking about trying to find the strengths and the weaknesses, and they're going to take a cold, hard look. And to me, that sounded like a man who knows we got to get better in certain areas. We got to have that come to Jesus moment. And this is a guy who went out in the offseason and brought in some players to help you out. I think from what I took, if the contract situation is correct, I think that they will go after a named player. He kind of made it seem as if nobody is sacred in the minor league system, that if the right deal came around, they would sacrifice a player in order to win right now, that they know we're not a perfect team. And, you know, on top of that, last year when you had AJ say, hey, guys, this pitching chaos, it worked. Don't expect it to work all year. Now they're doing lineup chaos and it's working for them now. But in the end, you have to have reliable players to help you in the playoffs, to knock off the New York teams and knock off the Dodgers. You need a guy other than Skubal. I think they're going to try to address a need. Maybe one. Maybe you get that arm. Maybe you get the bat. Maybe you get the third baseman. But I think they're looking at trying to improve the team from what they have. I don't think you're going to get this major overhaul where they're going to bring, like we had a caller earlier, you know, they're going to bring in three different people. No.
Oh, that guy was on one. He's right. Like, well, we're going to go get Chris Sale, Babe Ruth, and Mariano Rivera. I'm like, okay. All right,
yeah, that's not going to happen.
You're watching a different team.
But I do think that they're going to make a move because you look at how aggressive he got in the offseason. And even with the Bregman thing, they tried. They were really ready to overpay for him. He just didn't choose Detroit. So I think they saw where they were last year and know, okay, that's good for a five-game series. We got Skubal. It's kind of like the cheat code. Seven-game series is a little different animal.
So what do you take out of it, listener Lynn? 248-539-9797. You know, Rico's expectations are higher than mine. I think the fact that they love the way they play, and it works. I just, again, if my facts offend you, I don't apologize. I don't know a team that's done the optimization, the money ball, whatever you want to call it, that's won a World Series. Who is it? Who's the team? Because when it comes down to it, like if the Dodgers season is on the line, they ain't pitching for Ohtani or Edman or Hernandez or Freeman, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They're not doing it. The Mets, same deal. The Yankees, same deal. Again, I don't care to be right. I hope I'm wrong. Hell, continue having a bunch of utility people win 100 games, win the World Series. That's all anyone cares about. No one will remember how you did it. They'll just remember that you did. But for me, I'm just trying to brace myself that, like, they're not going to get this star at the deadline. Again, hope I'm wrong. That's what I took out of it. And that's part of the fun is you have to read the tea leaves. You have to read into it. You could have a totally different viewpoint like Rico does. Rico thinks now we're getting Brooks Robinson. It's very exciting. 248-539-9797.
They just go get Craig Nettles.
Right? But David, what did you take out of it? If anything, you could say nothing if you wanted to. That's no fun, but you could say nothing if you wanted.
What I took from it is that we're going to get more of the Zach McKinstry type players, those players that can play multiple positions. Nothing's wrong with that. That's what they would choose to do. But I want a guy, meaning that guy can play third. He's a third baseman. He can rake. That's what I want at the deadline. I don't want someone that can play third, short, the outfield. I don't want that. But that's what I took out of it, that they're going to get more of a Zach McKinstry type player. Nothing wrong with Zach. I just want a guy.
What about the reliever? Do you at least agree with me on that?
Well, in my head, that's an automatic. You have to get that.
If you're a World Series team, you're always adding
to
the bullpen.
You have to.
And again, their bullpen is fine enough, but I think they could make it dominant with the addition of one. And again, whether it's a left-handed fireballer, I want a high-leverage reliever. One more weapon for AJ, one more lever to pull. But the bat, no, I'm with David on this. I'm coming to grips with it. Might just be a, you know, Zach Medinsky instead of Zach McKinstry, because that's how they play. I mean, Kenny, what do you take out of it, buddy? If anything, and if you don't, you don't have to make something up.
So I don't take much from it, but I've always believed, and I still believe now, that this is what's going to happen, is exactly what David said. A guy who can play third, but also a guy who you can put in different spots on the field, match up, you know, mix and match the way that AJ Hinch has been doing all season long. I think that's what's going to end up happening, but I would love to add to the bullpen. I agree with both of these.
Yeah, and look, Rico's not crazy. I just think it's got to wait a little bit. The pitching thing might be a thing, but I got to see what Cobb looks like when he pitches. I got to see, does Casey Mize go back to pre-injury Mize? Does Flaherty's spine hold up or whatever the hell his back problem is? Like, right. Those are the things that by the deadline, the pitching thing could be a thing. I'm not going to say it's a thing now, though. I want to wait and see. And when you're 20 games over 500, you have time. You don't have to do anything silly.
See, so, but that's one thing I don't want them to do is get fooled by just being up 20 games right now. And it's like, don't get fooled by that. We can get better in certain areas.
Well, David, here's the reality. It'll be a reality check if you do nothing. And I would be surprised if they did nothing. But if you do nothing, you think the Yankees, the Dodgers, the Mets, the Pods, you think they're doing nothing? How are the Yankees right. going to look if they go out and get Chris Sale and they go out and get a third baseman? So it you got to kind of wait. But it was good to hear Scott Harris, and at least you get something to read into.
Well, the fact when he said, we're going to take that cold, hard look because, yeah, in the end, like it or not, your main competition are the two teams in New York and the Dodgers. And if you can't beat them in a series, you know, what are we doing here?
No, it's do you believe that you're use the whole roster, hitting
element
chaos.
Of surprise.
Do you think that's going to get you through? Well, history's going to say no.
Correct.
It doesn't mean you can't break through. It just says it's not the most optimal way to do it. I would love for them to get an anchor in the middle of that lineup. Mm-hmm. I didn't take out of that's in the offing. Want to be wrong. 248-539-9797. We'll get to you guys next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com. Next. All right, we'll get to the people. Scott Harris interview this morning with The Morning Show, Odyssey.com Rewind. If you want the whole interview, it's pretty good. And again, you're not going to get a lot from it. I thought it was interesting. He did say there weren't any untouchables, but there's a lot more to that quote. It would take an act of God, I think,
right,
to move certain guys. But again, it doesn't benefit you to go on a monolith of a radio station like we have and be like, well, yeah, there's several guys we would never move. That doesn't help you. It also doesn't help you to be like, yes, we're actively shopping, Bob Smith. Again, it's why I'm just not interested in doing those interviews.
Or unless you have an imminent contract with Scoobal and you're like, hey, I like to announce this.
Well, again, he was asked about that because in a prior interview, he had said it takes two to tango.
Yeah.
And I think he walked that back a little bit and was just like, look, it doesn't help the process for me to come on here and comment about it. And that was it. And I had no issue with the answer he gave. I had no issue with the question. You're going to get asked about Scoobal.
Mm-hmm.
He's basically giving you peak Clayton Kershaw right now. You're going to get asked. And I thought he handled it fine. I didn't have a big issue. I didn't expect him to be like, yeah, you guys are right. Oh, baby. Well, we tried X, Y, and Z. It's never happening.
Correct.
David, Ticketek's response to this, and we'll go to the callers.
All I heard was sustainability in that Harris interview, just like every other franchise in this city.
Well, again, I'm not telling you it's wrong. The beauty of sports is we all get to have an opinion. My opinion is I don't want to be sustainably good. I want to get the job done once, and then I don't really care what happens. That's me. I come from a different place. It is DEFCON 1 because the Yankees haven't won a World Series in 15 years. If it were 40 like you guys, there'd be people climbing the walls. I come from a different place. Yes, I feel like the Tigers should have an urgency. They're a very good baseball team, and they might have an opportunity to really be something special. It's just so early. And I got to see the deadline. You got to see the playing field. I mean, hell, the way the Dodgers operate, they might make a trade for Roberto Clemente. I mean, you just don't know. Like, it's just, so, I want to see a little more. But, like, I'm thrilled they're off to an awesome start, but yeah, Rico, I would be all in, not in a stupid way. Like when you know what kills me, Rico, is like you and I will say the same thing and people have this weird response. Oh, so you want the team to just trade like drunken sailors? No. No, the right trade might not be out there.
Correct.
But I would be aggressively pursuing high-end talent because I want to go all in.
Yeah. Or the person that you want doesn't even know they're going to be on the trading table for about another few weeks.
And you know what? To the couple of callers we have, sit tight. I promise I'm coming to you. David, do you want to play that second part? This segues into this other piece of audio. Because take a listen, and it's the wait for the kids thing. The idea is the minor leagues are good. They're the best ever. A lot of minor leaguers. Possibly the best ever. And we're just going to get better because we're going to add them too. It's some of that, what the texter was talking about. Play this cut, please. That was a different piece of audio. David, the one about the minor leaguers. David might have had a few cocktails back there today. I don't know what's happening. The one about the minor leagues, please. Now go. That was the one I wanted to bring up of the long view, which, right, again, you got to take all this with a grain of salt. But do you read into that at all?
No. I think all he did a great job at saying a lot and saying nothing. So you got what you wanted to hear. For those who want to say, hey, let's just wait for these young guys to come up, you heard that. For me, I took away from it, yeah, we would like to win, but they also believe in these guys and they want to make it sustainable. But if the best offer came up, going back to the soundbite that David played before that, they would make a move. So, yes, long term, they would like for all the guys that we've been waiting for to come up here, enhance this team, and make this team a team that is going to be a force in the American League for the next, you know, 4 or 5 years. But if they can make a deal, they'll make a deal for right now.
Let's go to the people. Go to Mike in Ann Arbor.
Go ahead, David.
Oh, David, I'm sorry, dude. Go ahead.
This audio doesn't encourage me. While he says in the audio, yes, we're going to hope to win the World Series this year, but in the back of their mind, it feels like, but we got these young guys. We got these guys in the waiting, in the wings. So if we don't, no big deal, because we got these guys coming up. And that's not encouraging to me as a fan, because I want to go for it.
I guess it's a little both sides of the fence. If for those who want to go for it, you heard that. For those who are like, hey, the kids, you heard that as well.
That's the fun of it, right? Yeah. You got to read into it, because you're not going to get a flow chart to exactly what they're thinking. It wouldn't help them to do that. Go to Mike in Ann Arbor, 97.1. Mike, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Good, pal. What's on your mind?
I'm going to have to tend to agree with you here. When I hear Harris say that they want to stay unpredictable, to that, to me, that's saying they're not going to get a guy that they want to have to commit a spot in the lineup and a spot to the field every day. I think they say, we tried that with Bregman this offseason, it didn't work out. Now we're doing it this way and it's working, so they're not going to switch it up.
That's how I feel. And again, want to be wrong, hope I'm wrong. I wonder. I mean, it works in April and May. Does that mean it's going to work in October? History would say no, but we'll see.
I might be biased because I'm probably a bigger fan of McKinstry than most, but at the end of the day, I think pitching wins championships. So if they go out and shore up the bullpen, starters come back healthy,
yep,
and then they get a platoon bat that can go with McKinstry at third base, I'd still like our chances in October.
Listen, the good part is the AL stinks. So it allows you time and less teams that you have to really look at, evaluate, care about. If you were in the NL, it's totally different. That's a war zone. The NL is just so superior right now. So, Mike, you might be right. But ultimately, it's a lot like college recruiting, right? Like we always talk about it. If you're at one of these power schools like Georgia or Ohio State, hey, I'm recruiting you. Are you helping me win a national championship or not? Not about beating my rival. Mm-hmm. Not about, are you just functional and do you have two legs? Are you helping me win the national championship?
Were you a good player? Do people like you?
Who was it your birthday last year? that draft day movie. So bad. Let me go to Steve in 97.1. Steve, how you doing, pal?
Good, guys. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
So I Mike, I agree with you on the bullpen. I do think that our bullpen has not been lights out. They've been good. Even in some of the games that they've had multiple runs, it's not like they've gone out and, you know, had perfect innings. And we need that lockdown. I still think lockdown guy. And I know it's hard to say we need, you know, we want that, and it's hard to find it. But I think, you know, I know you're not in the business of naming names, but guys like who we're playing now, Baltimore, who I think will be sellers at the deadline, that Felix Cano, who is a reliever, you know, your one inning, one and a half inning guy, strikeout pitcher. I think that they should be looking at something like that. And then I really don't trust the starting pitching outside of Flaherty and Scuba. What are you going to get from Casey Mize? He's been erratic before, yeah. But you know, after he came back from being injured, you look at a guy on Baltimore again, like Charlie Morton. He's having a good year. It's a good third, fourth starter, because when you get in the playoffs, okay, and it didn't work. I mean, we did get pretty far in the playoffs last year, but you can't be throwing Brant Herder out as your third starter. And going with relievers. And you can't do that the rest of the year or this year. They need to get a third starter that they can go out and regularly pitch. And I think that's where they should look, because the Matt Vierling comments, to me, that tells me they're not getting a bat. That means that's going to be their big acquisition when he's healthy. Is they spoke very highly about Matt Vierling in that interview.
I know. They love him. They love him.
Yeah. So I think that's their bat. I think that's what's going to be their bat. So I'm really, if they get a good starter from a team that's going to be a seller, like I said, a third, fourth starter, and then another reliever to go with Vest and Canely, you know,
all, I would say, all I'll say is this, Stephen, because we're up against it, and I'm not telling you you're wrong, but call me on July 11th, and I'll have a better read on the starter thing. I don't know that the starting pitcher is a need. If Olsen's back and good, if Flaherty's healthy, if Mize is good, you won't need a pitcher. But we have time. Hey, how about Alex Cobb? You paid him a boatload of money. He hasn't pitched yet. If he's good, like, that's going to sort itself out. I understand it. But, like, look, to Scott Harris's credit, he said it in the interview. We're down four pitchers. I mean, he's not wrong. But
right.
By the deadline, you'll have the data necessary to know whether pitching's a need.
See, and that's why I took the whole, hey, we're going to take a cold, hard look at this.
97.1.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call. Period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com. All right, before we get to a football today, let me throw one last thing out there. Just as we wrap this, we'll get the ticket text as well. There is a name, and I don't think it'll happen just because I want it to happen, but there's a name being bantied about, and now I've seen it now multiple places, where he would be moved to third base. It's a name I like. I said we would have to have him don a wig, because I don't know why he cut his hair. But the name Bo Bichette is now being bantied about as a player, for instance, the Cubs or Phillies would move to third base. Well, the idea would be, would you dare do that? Look, I don't think they're doing it. I love the fact Bichette's a rental. It lowers the price. And Bichette is a guy that's a high-level hitter, and he had a god-awful April and an unbelievable May. He's a guy who led the league in hits before. He's got 20 to 25 home run power, and he's just a hitter. He's a baseball player. And I'm not telling you some great defensive player. But you're seeing more of the trade stuff, Rico, where right. Bichette as a third baseman potentially for some of these NL contenders. So I wanted to throw it out there. Like, the last caller's like, well, what about names? Look, I don't think they're doing it. And I have no holy clue if they even like the guy.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Choice A, B, or C?
Sure.
No move, small move, major move.
As what I want or will happen?
What do you think will happen?
Small move.
Small move.
Okay. That's all that you know what Detroit means in French? Small move city.
I thought it was small market.
No, it's not. I don't think the Pistons are going to be bold. I don't think the Wings will be bold. I don't think the Tigers will be bold.
So small move.
Hell, the Lions took the offseason off. So, no, I think it'll be small. Okay. Calculated. I mean, when Scott Harris says in the interview, we're going to be pragmatic. Look, I always hate that if you say you want to make a bold move, people think that automatically means you're going to be off the rails, Kenny, half a bottle of Jack deep, making trades on PlayStation. No one is saying that.
Because I thought maybe you get a bolder move, going back to what he said before, like, hey, when this team is ready,
yeah,
we're going to go out there and we're going to make the deals. Well, last time I checked, 20 games above 500,
you're ready. Yeah, that's how I feel. Because it's so funny. It's like,
and those are his words, not mine.
I look at it the way you do. Well, if they're 20 games over, why do they have to make a move, Radio Man? It's like, because there are obvious needs. June. And it's, you're awesome right now, but it's June. And I think the minute you believe that you're done getting better, you're setting yourself up for a fall. So no, I don't think Rico's wrong or I'm wrong for saying, well, how do we get better? But the deadline, look, we got what, 6 weeks? The deadline's going to tell you a lot. I think the thing to keep an eye on between now and then, no, I don't think the need for a right-handed bat or a third baseman will change. I think it's the starting pitching. If just a couple of these guys pitch well, stabilize, and you have Scooble and Flaherty. Look, if something, God forbid, happens to one of those two up top, it changes the whole conversation. But I'm just going to watch the pitching. If the pitching is off the board and the only thing I need is a right-handed bat and a reliever, they can absolutely accomplish that. I don't know. That's the fun of it. That's what sports is. It's fun to talk trades and stuff.
Okay.
Doesn't mean you think the team's bad. They're very good. But I'm also competent to, all right, how do we beat the Dodgers in a 7-game series? How do we beat the Mets? How do we beat the Pods? How do we beat the Cubs in a June?
No.
How do we beat them in October in a 7-game series?
Yeah, I'm more so, how do you get past the Yankees to get to the World Series?
Ah, don't worry about my little ball club. You don't need to worry about us.
Okay.
Oh, hell, talk to all the Tiger fans. They're already in the World Series. Don't worry about me. Okay. We'll just get our little consolation prize. We won't even show up and play. Don't worry about us. You just better hope the Yankees don't get pitching. That's all I'm telling you. If the Yankees get it, look, what happened to the Yankees is the equivalent if Scooble blew out. Mm-hmm. Losing Gerrit Cole the way we did, that's what we're dealing with. Now, Max Fried has been a godsend. And depending on if Rodon is sane that night, he's been very good. If the Yankees get Chris Sale, get Zach Gallen.
And I was going to ask, how are they going to get in the Chris Sale business?
100%. That's the difference in market. It's the difference. But the Yankees are operating from a place of desperation. You're not. And I actually understand what Scott Harris is saying. They have the ability to be good for a long time. I don't want them to change that.
Right.
But I do think urgency and desperation aren't the same thing. I think it's okay to be urgent when you're 20 games over and you go, look, this might just be our year. This might be the storybook. Like, we are awesome. It's all working. You go. You don't sell your soul to do it, but you go. For the Yankees, I told you, it's 15 years of having a clown nose on the back page of the New York Post. Why? Not because they're not good, but because they didn't win it.
You guys worried about the Mets? Or are they just
the who?
Mets? Okay. All right.
No.
Okay. Just ask.
Bitch, please. Okay. The Mets. Come right out and greet the Mets. Let me tell you something. There would be no bigger Tiger fan on the planet if it was Tigers Mets in the World Series. Oh my God.
Would you dress up as Paws?
Honestly, I'd be one step from it.
Okay.
Just to see Steve Cohen wearing a clown nose with that stupid little Mets hat on his head.
I need this. We're going to get a orange and blue
sequin shirt. I'm not dressing as Paws.
No, we're going to get the sequin shirt.
No.
Orange and blue.
Dude, I wear a Tiger hat most days. Like, I want them to win. No, no. I just want it a certain way.
We're going full. Oh, I guess both teams are orange and blue, so that wouldn't work.
Okay. No, the Tigers are navy and white. They don't really, the orange isn't a big focus.
See, I like the orange.
I like the orange road hats. I do. Yeah. But the Mets, that's loser orange. It's a different Crayola crayon. The Tigers is classy orange. The Mets is
loser orange. That's the 65th crayon?
Yes. They only sell that set in Queens. All right, we're going to get you to Tiger Baseball. And just remember, we set a series total and Rico went under, I went over. I said the Tigers are going to light up the Oriole pitching staff like a Christmas tree. 17 and a half runs. A five spot last night. We're pacing. They're sitting on a 10 bomb. I'm telling you.
Had they gone six or seven, I would have run with the over, but I'm like, okay.
There's still value.
I know. I just feel like there's a by letdown, meaning you'll, you know, win 4-1 type of thing.
This Oriole pitching staff is ungodly awful. David, do we need the Big Finish Open? Can't we just talk?
We don't need to. I want to give you this update
Thank
here.
Thank you. I just would rather speak.
Big Finish.
Yeah,
there you go.
I'll give you this update here.
The day's biggest story. Okay, take it easy.
We found out that in Kentucky, a man.
Yeah, we found out Kenny's cousin drunkenly rode a mule into a bar.
He carried a raccoon with him all day, and then he tossed it in the bar.
That's an actual headline, by the way, today, people. Go ahead, David.
So earlier today, we did get into the NBA. I have an update on that, though, because let me go down the list here of the New York Knicks coaching request. Minnesota, denied.
Yeah, Chris
Rockets,
Finch.
Denied.
Udoka.
The Mavericks coach, Jason Kidd.
Denied.
Just in. Another one. New York Knicks have requested permission to speak with Atlanta head coach Quinn Snyder.
No.
But were firmly denied.
Yeah, here's what I would say if I'm any of these teams. Hey, do you remember when Doc Rivers was traded by the Celtics? You can call toll free with two first round picks if you want to try to poach my coach. No. And the Knicks don't even have picks.
They sure don't.
No, this is what happens when your half-wit owner plays a kazoo and decides he doesn't want to look at Tom Thibodeau's hairstyle anymore. They didn't have a plan. You're going to end up with Rick Brunson as your head coach.
Pretty much.
He really does play a kazoo.
I told you this.
And has a music video.
Oh, you didn't know this?
You've never heard of JD in the Straight Shots?
I believe he was on the Letterman show back in the day, him and his group.
Evan pulled it up, and we're both sitting there like, Mike was serious about this.
Yeah, when you're a billionaire, it doesn't matter how ass you are. No, plenty of people will take your money to be your backing band.
The first video we saw, I'm like, okay, well, was this like a Christmas party that went wrong and somebody just like videotaped it and it went viral? It's like, no, that's his band.
JD in the Straight Shots.
He's playing a kazoo, woman in the background, tambourine. Like, what?
Why do you think the Knicks are losers? Look who owns them.
Right, then there's a music video of them I'm like, wow, way to throw away half $1 million.
I'm just glad the guy on the pizza box could provide some value to the day today, huh? Oh, right, Kenny?
Oh, no.
Listen, that was Kenny's line of the day. I'm not even mad about it.
Oh, no. Yeah, and we also got into some other things
No, that's not a part of the Big Finish before we get to Tiger Baseball. Go.
Can't wait to get some pancakes in 4 minutes.
Please move on.
Want some rice, anybody?
I'm done. I am desperately trying to move this show along.
Oh, man. What we just did was we went through the most dynamic college players since the year 2000. Reggie Bush is on that list. Johnny Manziel, Lamar Jackson, Vince Young. Darren McFadden, which we then talked about. Felix Jones, who was on there with
My
him.
My guy.
It was a lot there.
It was a fun list. Here's what I would leave you with. Kenny had a moment of clarity. If you've never watched the Tavon Austin YouTube highlight video, it is the single greatest football video ever released. It is just, you can't believe it's real. Tavon Austin and that West Virginia offense was so far ahead of its time. It's worth a watch. Once in a while, we make Kenny watch old college football highlights. To show him there was a world before 2010.
Still shocked Derrick Henry didn't make that list.
Truth.
Yeah, he should have been. Now, of all the people we've mentioned, he should have been on that list. Mm-hmm. Michael Vick was not on the list because people texted. Not on the list because he started his career in 1999.
So it had to be 2000.
So it had to start in 2000.
Yeah,
so
if you were allowing the late 90s. Also, Kenny, I don't know if you could find this one. The LaDainian Tomlinson at TCU highlight reel when they were running the option.
I think we already did that one, too.
Oh, we
I
did.
Saw that one, yeah.
Yeah, the highlight.
That was a live react.
He had like 500 yards rushing against UTEP. Oh. I'm not kidding. It was like 400-something yards. Poor UTEP. Like, what do you do if you're on the field? After the 300th yard, do you just say, I'm not doing this anymore?
What are we doing? Yeah. You wave the white flag. For me, if it was the 90s, it was Eddie George. That was my guy.
Huge numbers on the OSU jerseys. and shoulder pads that were 7X.
Yep.
Don't know what that was. Those are the biggest shoulder pads in history.
Gigantic 2.7.
Let's bring back the neck roll, too, by the way. I love that thing.
Andy Katzenmoyer?
Yeah.
Oh, that was, oh, yeah. That's back when State had linebackers. Ike Reese, Reggie Garnett, Mike Austin.
Go ahead, man.
No, those are my, how about TJ Turner? He had a huge neck roll and shoulder pads. We were linebacker
I'm
you
not
for a while.
On this rake.
There's no, those are my favorite teams.
I know. And the second I say something, and then you hit me with,
no,
and
I
now, want
to say this. No, I said to Rico during the break, this is how we'll leave you. He provided me with an update. I provided him with an update. MSU landed a kid today. Fierce battle. We beat out Meyer and Costco for him. We got him.
Wow.
We got him. Coles made a push with that Coles cash, but MSU NIL really stepped up for this kid.
And Kenny?
I was going to say, how did those old Michigan State teams with the linebackers compare to your linebackers now?
They were much better.
Oh.
Kenny, the Saban years, the difference was we'd let killers into school.
Buddy?
Go look up a kid named Robert Newkirk. He once threw a kid in a dumpster.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call. Period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.